to be honest, I was I'm finished college in May, graduating, so I was going to be home for the summer, and it just felt right when I met Ian. He just said all the right things, and he seems very down to earth. He's a young manager with a lot to prove, and I think you look at the players he's brought in, players at a point to prove as well. Myself, Connor Davis, obviously Dinny's been injured for the last while, so it suited everyone. I think Ian's a young manager, as I said, with a point to prove, and we're just all here looking for a good season and trying to prove a point more than anything as well. Score balls, put results together, and get Wexford back to Premier Division football, hopefully, or even the playoffs this year. So that's the aim.
Absolutely, and we'll keep the fingers crossed for that as well. Tell us a bit more about college and trying to, you know, juggle both, because obviously you want to progress yourself in your career and make sure you give yourself the best opportunity to earn money and also try to play football at the same side of that. So it must be a bit of relief knowing that, you know, when the summer comes, you'll actually have a bit more time to focus on the football.
Yeah, I look, it's very difficult at the moment. We train in Carlow at the moment, so I'm kind of juggling my thesis with travelling down to Carlow for training a couple of days a week, with college football, with part-time work as well to make ends meet. So it's fairly hectic at the moment and a bit full on, but as you say, come summer it'll all be after settling down, and look, we can focus on the football, or if I decide to go into a full-time job or whatever it is, at least my headspace will be focusing on one thing, and it's not just a bit here, a bit there. And as I said, it's very difficult at the moment, but look, it's what has to be done.
We all know the issues that mean that there's very few local lads playing on the Wexford team, and we were actually speaking a bit about this off mic as well, but do you feel that being a local lad puts extra pressure on you because you come from just up the road?
No, to be honest, if anything takes pressure off me. It's kind of, I think all my mates were buzzing when they heard I came back, and obviously there's only myself and Evan Farrell from Wexford on the team. So the last time I was there, actually there was a strong Wexford contingent in the squad. There was like Ryan Owen and Connor Sutton, Colin Feeney, just to name a few, but I know there was a good few more. But obviously, look, there's issues in Wexford with League of Ireland, and there's clashes. I'm not going to mention too much about that, but hopefully in the near future there will be more of an appeal for people from Wexford to play for the club, the likes of the young lads coming through. I know there's a good few lads from Wexford coming through, so hopefully they can make the step up. And as I said, it should be a very proud moment to play for your county in the League of Ireland and try getting back to the top.
Do you think that there is kind of a respect problem, really, more than anything else? Because I know, like, we see that the likes of the hurlers and everything, and they get such lauded, and rightfully so, because they do great stuff. But, you know, you guys in the football team do brilliant stuff as well. And I suppose if you guys can manage to get it right on the pitch and start to move up the table a bit, that respect will start to come back to Wexford FC.
Yeah, 100%. Look, there's no hiding the fact that Wexford's a strong GA county. And look, I don't think we're going to change that in the near future, but there is an avid following for League of Ireland here. Like, it's just, as you've seen, like, I remember when we actually got promoted back in, I think it was 2015, I was one of them in, I think it was Raw H at the time. I was one of them up there supporting them every week. So it's great to be back playing for the club and trying to get them back to where I seen them getting promoted to back all them years ago. And look, as I said, it's when results are going your way, people will come out. And obviously the Wexford Hurlers are, they have a lot of potential this year and previous year, so there's an attraction for people to come out, and obviously the big days in Croke Park and all that. So hopefully we can bring similar days to League of Ireland and Wexford football.
You're an Enniscorthy man, and there's a fellow Enniscorthy man, Festi Ebasele, doing wonders over with Derby in the Championship at the minute. It must give you a great sense of pride knowing that, you know, when we look at Premier League footballers, a lot of them come from, you know, countries that are far away, South American countries and stuff like that. But then when you look at, you know, somebody like Festi Ebasele, he's starting to, you know, really make waves there. Could be on his way to Italy as well in the summer. So, you know, it must be brilliant for you to know that, you know, these players can come from just up the road as well. And, you know, if I put myself to that, maybe I can reach that level too.
Yeah, Festi, look, he's a great young lad, Festi. Actually, a story about him, when he was a young lad and he was playing for Moyne at the time with my younger brothers, and you could see, like, he had great talent, like, and he was looking to make that step up. And I was after playing for Joyce at the time in the DDSL, and his dad's a good lad, sound, and he'd be friendly enough with my dad, and he was like, look, James, what can we do with Festi? And my dad was like, here, look, I'll get onto Joyce if you want, and look, go for a trial or whatever. And my dad done that, got onto Gramps up in Joyce, and one thing led to another, and Fessy's up there on trial, done well, signed for Joey's, and obviously you've seen the progression he's made from there. But no, Fessy actually sent a Derby jersey over to my dad, thanked him and stuff, signed for himself and Rooney. So it's great to have that connection. And as I said, Fessy's a great lad. I remember Belfield was up the road there. His dad would take Fessy up there 6 a.m, daybreak, and have a bag of balls, have him going around cones, doing drills. And look, that's what it takes. And thankfully, Fessy's done well, and he's reaped the benefits of all his hard work in the earlier days. As you said, it's great to see a local end start that going to them heights.
Will your dad get a finder's fee now if he does make that move to Udinese?
I think he's looking for a scouting fee or an agent fee. I think he's trying to sign him on there not too long ago.
Well, he's dead right too. Well, it'll be an absolutely fascinating move to see him going to Italy, but we'll keep him with Derby at the minute. They have a big tough job on their hands. And moving back to your career, obviously you were with Longford last time out, and you know it's always disappointing to get relegated, but I suppose Longford were always, you know, fighting an uphill battle to stay in that division when you've got so many Dublin sides, and it's always tough for a regional side like that to stay in the Premier Division. But what did you make of last year overall?
Yeah, look, it's hard to put a finger on last year. It was an enjoyable year, but again, when you look, I felt we played good football, we had a good brand of football, kept the ball, hard to beat. But again, it comes down to budget more than anything, I'd say. Like, when you look at the budget in the Premier Division from top to bottom, like, I'd say you could take two players out of Rovers and their wage bill would be the whole of the Longford squad. So it's obvious on that end, but again, that's no reason to not stay in the division. But yeah, myself personally, two relegations in a row with Shelves and Longford, it's tough. But again, I'm back at Wexford here with a point to prove, and yeah, hopefully it'll be a good year. But yeah, back to Longford. Yeah, it was tough, obviously, with Dara going halfway through the season, and it was tough. But as I said, I enjoyed my time at Longford. It's a great club, good people in the club, the likes of James Donnelly and stuff. Hopefully, a bit of a better year this year.
And look, we know that there is talent in the Longford squad as well, because we've essentially raided a lot of it. Conor Davis, Joe Manley and yourself coming down. So how important is it to have a squad that's familiar with each other? Because we know that when the season stops, a lot of players are out of contract, and you show up at pre-season the next time and this guy is gone and this guy is gone and this guy is gone. So it's almost a completely new team, and it's the same case in Wexford. So it's important to have that kind of squad that's familiar with each other, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Look, me, Conor and Joe were good mates more than anything. We're not just teammates. So no, it's great to go in, and as you said, when you go into a dressing room, it could be a bit cold. You're kind of waiting a couple of weeks to get to know lads and trying to fit in. But as soon as I went in, and to be fair, Ian, the way he set it up and the way he approaches things, it's just a good environment. People go in and they just click straight away. It's not like a lot of groups of people talking to each other and then eventually to start talking to each other. But no, as I said, as soon as you go in, it's just a click and everyone gets on and they're all mates more than anything. And again, with Joe and Connor, obviously to 2020 season, got promotion at Longford, so they know what it takes got promotion at Longford, and obviously they know what it takes to hit them levels and get out of the division. So yeah, again, it'd be a huge bonus for us to have the likes of them names in the squad.
Not to put any more pressure on Dinny Corcoran, but he is regarded as a bit of a League of Ireland legend and somebody who knows how to score goals at this level and Premier Division level, and you know, has been to Europe as well. So it must be brilliant for you to be able to play alongside somebody like that who has that experience, who has that, you know, that talent to show off. And I guess it must be brilliant for you to learn off somebody like that.
Yeah, no, I was buzzing more than anyone heard Dinny coming in. Obviously, being a striker, you should be like kind of worried, but no, it's great to have someone of that caliber come in and just learn off more than anything, because I think his game kind of complements mine in a way. He's very good at coming to feet, one touch, people playing off him, and whereas me, I like to stretch it also. So it's great to see the other side of the game, and it's good to get pointers off Dinny. Great goal scorer over the years, and more importantly, a great lad since he's come in. And yes, exciting times.
Yeah, like you say, because it will be a lovely compliment to each other, because Dinny can hold up the ball, and the club put out a video when you signed of your goals that you scored when you were here last time, and a lot of them were, you know, on the shoulder of the last defender, kind of battling to get that ball and slide the ball into the back of the net. So, you know, Dinny will be the perfect person to hold that ball up, maybe give it to Conor Davis, and they'll release you, and hopefully that'll mean a lot of goals for you this season.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, that's the plan. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see who plays. Now, we've a lot of talent up top. We've the likes of Jack Doherty. Obviously, it's, you know, all about him, like the last couple of years, and Conor Davis, myself, Ginny, even Evan Farrell coming through, a great young lad. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see and see what Ian does. But again, it's competition for places are massive at the moment. So hopefully, yeah, more. Hopefully, we can kind of just feed off each other more than anything. I know sometimes in past clubs where if you have a second striker, third striker, just kind of you're not mates with them because you're kind of competing with places. But with the lads, it's kind of you're friendly with them. So hopefully. Mm-hmm. It's a friendly competition more than anything for places, and yeah, hopefully at least a good season.
And hopefully that'll be the start of something big for Wexford this year as well. A lot of people, you know, starting to put up their first division predictions, and a lot of people having Wexford inside that top five. Would you be one of those people? Do you think that a playoff pace is possible?
Yeah, look, with the squad we put together, I don't see why not. The overall aim is to improve on previous years anyway, because as you know yourself, being a Wexford man, it's been fairly miserable in the last couple of years. So again, with Ian coming in and the names that he's brought in, hopefully this is the start of rejuvenation for Wexford and Wexford football. And again, with the aim for the season, I think, yeah, why not playoffs and promotion, why not?